here at the Franschhoek Literary Festival, and I've taken advantage of having Sophie Hannah here out from the UK to have a chat with her about her latest Hercule Poirot mystery. And of course, she's, well, standing in. I don't know whether standing in, but she's taken on the mantle of Agatha Christie. And this latest one is called Closed Casket. Sophie, can we just sort of backpedal slightly and just discuss how you came about taking on the mantle of Agatha Christie?
Well, it all happened by complete coincidence, basically, and serendipity. So what happened was my literary agent was having a meeting at HarperCollins, who are Agatha Christie's publishers, and he happened to be sitting next to a shelf with lots of Agatha Christie books in it, and he looked at this shelf and remembered that I was an obsessive Agatha Christie fan. And so he just said to this HarperCollins editor, you know what you ought to do? You ought to ask my author, Sophie Hannah, to write a Christie continuation novel. And this editor said to him, oh, you know, we'd love to have somebody writing Christie continuation novels, but the family won't hear of it. They've always been adamant that nobody but Agatha should write her characters. Which I had known about. I would never have told my agent to even ask, because I knew that it would never have occurred to me in a million years that I should write Poirot novels, and I thought I knew that the family wouldn't ever want anything like that. So anyway, so this editor said no, and then the very next day, that same editor had his regular quarterly meeting with the Christie family to sort of discuss how the Agatha publishing was going. And Matthew Pritchard, who is Agatha's grandson and who at the time was chairman of Agatha Christie Limited, Matthew said to this editor, you know what, this is going to surprise you, but we've decided now is the time to think about a continuation novel. At which point, David, the editor, said, huh, this is a coincidence. I had this agent in my office yesterday who reckons he's got the perfect author. So, you know, it really was, you know, either chance or just a weird coincidence. And so we had a meeting and we got on brilliantly and we liked each other. And, you know, so the family needed to really think about it because, you know, it was a big step for them. But in the end, we all decided to go ahead.
Yes. Well, you know, what was so nice about that first novel was that not only was that published, but also all back copies of the originals, I think at the same time. And it was actually very nice to sort of revisit that as well as take yours on board. Now, if we can go on with Closed Casket, because do you feel that this is something, because it has been said that this is more in the genre or more closely following an Agatha Christie book about Hercule, which includes Hercule, than the one before, and I don't know whether that is accurate or not.
So this is really interesting. I mean, I personally think that I think Closed Casket is the best book I've ever written.
Oh, interesting.
But for one very simple reason, and that is a reason that you haven't got to yet. What gave me the idea for Closed Casket was that I thought of a motive for murder that was so incredibly simple. I mean, just it could not be more simple. And you can summarise it in four words. And it was so simple, it was almost obvious. And yet I knew that it had never been done before and that nobody would guess it. So that was like the holy grail of ideas.
Yes.
And in Agatha's best books, she has that very simple concept that is the pinnacle of the whole book. So in Murder on the Orient Express, for example, there's a solution that's incredibly simple and clear, can be summed up in four words, and yet nobody guesses it. So that's what's, you know, so it felt like a very Christie-ish idea. So because the book was constructed around that idea, that's why it's my favourite of my books, because it's based on the best idea that I've ever had. So in that sense, I agree that Closed Casket is probably better than The Monogram Murders. However, I still am very fond of The Monogram Murders and think it's a very good book, insofar as one can be objective about one's own books. But the thing that does baffle me is when people say Closed Casket is more Christie-ish and more like a Poirot novel.
And they are saying that.
A few people. I mean, there are people who are saying The Monogram Murders is better, so there's never complete agreement.
No.
I think what people mean when they say it's more Christie-ish is that it's a big country house with a sort of limited, enclosed community. So you know that the murderer has to be one of the eight people staying under this roof.
Okay.
And that fits with people's idea of what a classic Christie novel is. But in actual truth, Christie wrote 36 Poirot novels, And many, many of them did not follow that formula. So there's a Poirot novel called Cat Among the Pigeons, which is set in a girls' boarding school, and Poirot only comes into it for the last sort of three chapters. There's a Poirot novel called After the Funeral, which is about a will and a big dysfunctional family. Poirot's not even in the first half of the book. He turns up for the second half. There's one called The Hollow, which is basically a sort of very character-based family drama, and Poirot is staying in a cottage nearby, but he's sort of slightly at one remove from the main action. So what Agatha did with Poirot is she put him in all kinds of different books and all kinds of situations. So actually, I feel that to be faithful to Agatha's Poirot novels, what I should be doing and what I am doing is having lots of variety, because there isn't just one kind of Agatha Christie novel. There's many, many kinds.
Yeah. No, well, thank you for explaining that, because that that does set it exactly in the way it should be. How did you feel? I mean, it's she's billed as having sold 2 billion books, only beaten by Shakespeare and the Bible. You've read that too, and I'm sure you know that. But you yourself are a very successful novelist, and psychological thrillers, I think, is what you are best known as writing. Have you continued on under your own name, or have you taken on this and become Agatha Christie?
So no, I'm absolutely still writing under my own name. My Christie continuation novels are very obviously published under my own name, so I'm not writing as Agatha Christie, and I'm not writing Agatha Christie novels even, because nobody can do that who isn't Agatha Christie. What I'm writing has a very specific name. It's Agatha Christie continuation novels, but they're absolutely my books under my name. You know, it's all very straightforward, and I'm very keen to stress that whenever, because people do get a bit, people don't quite know what to call it. So I have had people saying to me, oh, are you that one who's Agatha Christie now? And I have to go, no, I am not and never will be Agatha Christie. I'm still me, but I'm writing Poirot continuation novels.
Lovely. Well, I love the fact that the family themselves really like what you're writing and give you free rein. And I'm sure that that actually releases you to make up and to think of these original ideas that you have. Going on, are you intending to, you know, every other year? Is there some sort of time frame?
So there was 2 years between Monogram Murders and Closed Casket, just sort of by chance, really. And that worked really well because, you know, most authors, especially in commercial genres like crime, do a book a year, and readers expect that. So when there wasn't a second one the year after the Monogram Murders, I think people thought maybe there wouldn't be one. And then when it was announced there was going to be one, people were like, oh, wow, another Poirot novel. So we all feel, me, the family, the publishers, everybody, we all feel that to have them every 2 years is more of an event. So I've just signed a contract for another two, which will be coming out in September 2018 and September 2020, respectively. And beyond that, we haven't really thought. I mean, we all felt after Closed Casket came out that, you know, we definitely wanted to carry on. And it's very possible that we'll feel the same again after 2020, but it's very hard to look that far ahead. But certainly at the moment, I'm very excited about writing another two.
Well, I haven't had a chance to read the whole of this. In fact, I've only just started. But the first chapter has got me gripped already. It really has. And, you know, I thought, oh, this is fantastic. You know, so I know I'm going to carry on, even though you and I have spoken, I'm going to carry on reading this, and I'm really looking forward to it. But what I want to ask you, can you just share with our listeners, just set up the story, just so it whets everybody's appetite?
Okay, so Closed Casket begins with a very rich and famous aristocratic elderly woman called Lady Athalinda Playford, and she has invited guests, an assortment of guests, to her country mansion in Clonakilty in Ireland. And so as her guests are arriving for this house party, she summons her lawyer, who is one of the guests, for a private meeting in her study, and she tells him she wants to make a new will. And he's slightly surprised because her existing will is very straightforward. She's just divided everything up between her son and daughter, who are her two only surviving children. And so who else could she possibly want to, you know, cut in on the will? And so Lady Playford tells her lawyer that she wants to disinherit her children and cut them off completely without a penny. And instead she wants to leave everything, her entire fortune, to her secretary, Joseph Scotcher. So the lawyer is very shocked by this, but he's especially shocked because he knows, and Lady Playford confirms, that Joseph Scotcher is terminally ill and is in fact not likely to live more than another few weeks. His doctors have said he has like only weeks now to live. So the lawyer says, but Lady Playford, what's the point of leaving everything to somebody who's about to die, unless you think you're going to die even sooner? She says, oh no, I'm perfectly healthy, I'm going to last for years. And the lawyer says, well, in that case, Joseph Scotcher, the secretary, will inherit nothing on your death because he'll be long dead himself, so what on earth is the point? And Lady Playford says, ha ha, you will see. So the opening mystery is basically, why would somebody change their will to leave everything to somebody who's definitely going to die before them?
And there is the mystery, all beautifully set up.
I should say that very soon after that, there's a murder.
Yes.
And Poirot, who's one of the guests at the house party, is on hand to solve it.
Fantastic. Sophie, it's been great meeting you in person. You and I have spoken on the phone before, but it's great. Lovely meeting you at Franschhoek Literary Festival. Now, it's called Closed Casket. It's Sophie Hannah, the brand new Hercule Poirot mystery, and your publisher is HarperCollins. Many thanks.
Thank you.